What chas we're starting?
Nur chas, yes.
Okay, din berachas simen nun ches ois ches. So shemen ayim, water. We're talking about here the brachas on psamim. So shemen ayim she psamim she bisman bipsamim. So you have oil or water that you made it smell good with psamim. Imba atzei psamim. So it was done with wood. Mevarach b'ri atzei psamim. Vimbe isvei psamim. If you do it with grass, mevarach b'ri isvei psamim. Vimho you buy etzim ve'asavim. And if it has both grass and wood. Anytime you have a reach mixed in with different types, and let's say you take out the besamim from the oil or from the water, there's a suffix whether you make a bracha on them, since there's no, you don't have the ikker there anymore, meaning water that smells good, like sort of perfume. I'm not sure where perfume falls into this whole case. Alkane, ain lariach, man, just don't smell it. Like this, if you don't smell it, then you don't have a problem. Tess, how you lefana of pri hamariach? If he has in front of him fruits that smell good, ve'atze b'samim, ve'isve b'samim, umine b'samim. I don't know why it has a vase there. It should be a vase, right? You have all of them. Mevarech al kol echad bracha ruyaloi. You make on all of them the bracha that's fitting for it. Umaktam levarech tchila ala pri. First, you make the bracha on the fruit. V'achar kach ala eitz. And afterwards, on the wood. V'achar kach ala isvei v'samim. After that, on isvei v'samim. V'achar kach al minei v'samim. And after that, on minei v'samim. Fine. Yud. Mugmar. So, mugmar is, what do you call it? Incense. So the Einosh and Masimin B'samim Al Gacholim, you put B'samim on top of coals, Shiyala Reich Toiv, that it should make a good smell. Mevaruch and Olav, you make a bracha, Mishayala Ha'oshan. When do you make the bracha? When the smoke starts going up. Koidim Shigia Lo Yareach, before it starts smelling. K'moy B'chol Birchas Anen, and just like all other Birchas Anen. Aval Lo Yivaruch Koidim Shayla Ha'oshan, but don't make the bracha before the smoke starts going up. Debin and Bracha Samach Lahana, because you need a bracha to be as close to the Hana as it is, as you can. So if you make it before you see smoke rising, then that's too early. In my mugmar hu min eitz, if the mugmar is from wood, mevarech atzei v'samim, you make atzei v'samim, v'im shel esev, isvei v'samim, v'im shel sharminim, bari minei v'samim. The davke shem megam b'shvil l'ariach, and that's only if you put the incense on top of the flame in order to make it smell. Aval mashem ashnim b'shvil l'vata l'asirchem, but if you just smoke up a room, because it just smells bad, meaning this is, what do you call those things? What's it called? Not an air purifier. I don't know. Okay. Whatever, you know, the smells, to make it smell, to take away a bad smell. The same way you take Pesamim by Mesim, so then you don't make a bracha on that at all, because it's just to remove smell. Now what, how come we don't make a bracha on cigarettes? Right? I mean, l'chaira.
It's not for your smell.
Oh, so l'chaira, because it's not for the smell, right? So why do they make it smell like that? That's just agav.
It's just the tobacco burning. Tobacco and nicotine burning, that's the smell.
Right, so what about mint?
Tobacco.
Wait, but that's okay, good. So that's a good point. So cigars, doesn't it smell good? Don't you like the smell of the cigar?
But that's not why you're smoking it.
Yeah, some cigars are flavored and they smell like a fruit.
I'm just like Naftali, the acid cigar.
Exactly.
Right?
Which are
you think
horrible.
A bracha on the acid cigar?
I don't know. I think we should give one to the apples.
That's like a certain scented. It's like a spice.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. There are those that do make shahakol.
On cigarettes and cigars?
Yeah. Yeah, he brings it here.
Naftali, extra brachas for you.
All right, I get 100 brachas a day with this.
Yeah.
Wait, on cigars or on cigarettes?
Both.
Oh, really?
He brings here from Hilchas Yom B'Yom that he says, but on electric cigarettes, there are those that say you should make sha'akol. Because there, I think the moisture goes into your mouth, no? Which is that whole deal. That's the whole deal, whether you need a hechsher and whether you can have it on a fast day. Okay, whatever. Something that's not really meant to smell. If you have besamim in a room that's really meant to be sold, sometimes you want to make kalim smell good. It's not really meant for a good smell. It's meant to put in some sort of smell into the kalim. You don't make a bracha on them. Even though you're having kavana to smell it. Somebody who goes into a store, a besamim store, I base merkachas, uphak, v'nischavin lariach, and you have kavana to smell some mevarek b'ari minei besamim. Ki besamim shebchanus aindin lariach, because besamim that are sold in a store are meant to be smelled. The nichalei lebala chanus sheyirichu b'nei adam v'yiknu, because the bala chanus is very happy that people are smelling, because he hopes that they smell it and then they'll buy it. Nichnas v'yotze, nichnas v'yotze. But let's say you're going in and out of the store. If that was your das the whole time, you make one bracha and you're going in and out, then you don't make multiple brachas. And if you're masiach das, meaning you didn't think you were going back into the store, or you left and you waited as man meruba, which is means it's a hefsik, or you went to another store, you need to make a bracha every time you go into the store. You got to be careful with this. I mean, this is the big Yom Kippur. People, you know, want to smell because they want to get the 100 brachas on Yom Kippur. Got to be careful. You got to make sure after you finish smelling to have in mind that you will no longer smell anymore for a while. Like this, you can make new brachas. You'd give a reach shein le ikur, a reach that doesn't have a source. You have, sometimes you have clothing that smells. I show you some munachim. The kli, we call it reyach. If you have some that are in a kli, and the kli absorb the smell, v'chein ha'mamashmish v'esroigim, oy v'shar peiris ha'marichim, or if you feel esroigim, or other peiris that smell good, v'nishar b'yadoi, oy v'bigdoi reyach, and then there's a smell left on your clothing or on your hand, ein v'varchan alav, you don't make a bracha, because you only make a bracha when there's the source of what's causing the good smell. Says it's also to smell some of a woman. You're not allowed to smell a smell of a Vaidah Zara. And of course, it goes without saying that you're not allowed to make a bracha on them. Okay. Simon Nun Test, Dini Birchas, Shech Yonu V'Toiva Meitiv, which was today's Sugya, right, with everybody. Everybody with all the shechiyonu shaylas. Uboy chof alus even. So al shmuas toivos sheshamim pi adam nemon sheros adover. If you hear good news that you heard from somebody who's legit, who saw it, mikol shekainim huba atzmei ros adover. And kol shekain, if you saw the thing that happened that was good, im hi toiva rak loy levadoi mevarach shechiyonu. If it's only good for what transpired is good for you yourself, then you say shechiyonu. And if it's good for you and for others, then he's good and he makes better. He's good to Hashem, is good to him, and he's also good to his friends. If at the time you saw what happened, or when you heard it, you were not able to make the bracha machmas kufay. Either because of your body, you needed the bathroom, etc., or because the place that you're in was smelling. It doesn't have to be an instant. It doesn't have to be toich kedei dibur. Meaning, lechatchila, you should make the bracha right away. But if for whatever reason you can't do it, then you don't. Then you could still make it now. The Mishnah Berurah brings in Siman Reish Chof Beis that and nowadays we're mamayed in these types of brachas, the shechianos and the toiva metivs, right? Some say, so what you do is have it in your mind, in your head, and you go with the shitas that hold that a bracha in your mind. That's also good, right? And about that, you should thank Hashem, even if you're not going to make the bracha, you should at least thank Hashem, right?
When the hostages were released, we should have made a bracha.
Some felt you should, yeah. Some felt you should. Rav Kaldetsky got himself a new talis and made the right. bracha on that. But a lot of people don't make a bracha on a new talis either, right? Okay, so that's today's, right? Whatever,
yeah,
tomorrow.
Stop and start the recording. Yeah.
I can't. I don't know why I got logged out.
Let's see if I can.